Okay. My assignment that I took on was to try to find training, and I did, and I just want to report in on that. I called the CEO of the Executive Service Corps, and they're retired executives, and they're around the country, and they have 4 chapters in our signal areas. And he said that I told them about COSO and MEMSIS, and what we need. What we need the training for, and they're willing. Excuse me.
That's an echo. Okay. You hear your own echo.
We've got a huge static also on the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in my car, and I'm just on the cell, and I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Keep going. Okay. So they provide the foundation, and?
And they have chapters in 4 of our signal areas, Houston, Washington, New York, and L.A. And the CEO is going to talk to the people, the heads of those divisions, and he's pretty sure that they can do the training for us.
Oh, good.
And it doesn't cost anything because they're volunteers who have retired and want to help nonprofits. So what I would like to do, as soon as I get the affirmations from them, to turn it over to whoever is the person that would be in charge of coordinating this, that has financial knowledge and can talk to them on that level.
Well, that would be the CFO. Okay, so that's what it is. So we're just giving CFO information, CFO Levine information. Okay, so great. So now that's cleared up.
That's exciting. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And because of all the static, I can't stay on the call, and so I will await the meeting minutes and report by email further developments.
Oh, great.
Yes. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Nia.
Is that Tony?
Yes, I managed to borrow a battery pack from...
okay, I think Nia must have dropped off the call.
I got
Nia,
lost again.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know why we keep dropping. Okay. Oh, Tony's back? Okay, great.
Yes.
So, Cam, just note that Chandra will get that information about training and will forward it to LaVon. And
okay.
I think we put CC to Arlene.
And I think that Donna was getting some similar information from a different organization.
Right.
That was Donna Warren.
I recall.
That was Donna Warren. Yeah, she was just getting information to give to you folks, and then you all would do the training. Okay, great.
Never mind.
I'm on the stack.
Tony? Tony Paul?
Yeah, Nia, hi. I'm afraid I just came in on the tail end of that conversation, but I picked up the gist of it.
Oh, no.
If the board of directors is going to be in one place, I would be delighted to come out with a partner and spend a day with them at no cost to the organization other than perhaps our travel expenses and go through COSO and internal controls.
Beautiful.
Nia, I'd like to suggest that we recommend that happen at the Berkeley meeting.
Okay.
I would be more than delighted to do that. That's just, that's... if the organization is going to be so conscientious to take that on, then we'll match it and meet with you.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank
you very much.
Okay, so Campbell,
Yes.
So please make sure you have that in the minutes.
I'm writing this down feverishly.
No, we don't want you to have a fever. We just want you to write. We just want you to write fast. Not
okay.
Feverishly. Okay, beautiful. So out of that came a wonderful thing. So now we're going to get all this free training, so we will be completely edified. Isn't that nice? I love that. Okay.
I'm still on the stack.
Yes,
okay.
One second.
That's Seth?
Kemba, do you have that Tony is going to... And Arlene, it's Arlene's request that this be done at the July meeting in Berkeley. Okay,
right,
Arlene?
Right.
Yeah, I would suggest that the audit committee recommend that to the board as part of the... or to the coordinating committee as part of their... this meeting.
Oh.
I will also make that recommendation to the coordinating committee.
Okay, so...
Sure, seconded.
Okay, seconded. So,
okay.
The audit committee moves that the independent auditor, Tony Paul, provides COSO training to the PNB directors at our July in-person meeting in Berkeley. For how long, Tony?
How long would you like? I would say a minimum of 4 hours, I'm afraid. But we should, 4 hours, because it's actually probably 4 to 6 hours. Let me think about an agenda. I don't want to send everybody to sleep, but I want to make sure that they understand what their responsibilities are and the internal controls of the organization, what they need to be.
Okay. Yeah, I
okay.
think it's essential. We can do it right after instant recess. So we get people alert.
Okay. So, just one second.
Okay, we had Lisa. Yes, you're on, and then Seth. But
okay.
We've got a motion on the floor now, and
okay.
It's
seconded. I just wanted you
I'll
to
second.
Think for a second. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion?
No, I have a point of information about the motion or a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because I think you said for directors, but I would assume that this would also include like the CFO, the ED if they wanted it, and maybe some other management that might be there.
Okay,
Berkeley.
Good point. LaVon and Arlene, is that okay with you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Yes. Yes, I think that it should be... available to anybody that either in management at a station or on an LSP that happens to be there.
All right.
Okay.
So I would just propose maybe take the word directors out and just say provide training at the Berkeley meeting in person, Berkeley
yes.
meeting or something
there's
like that.
There's no reason this needs to be a closed session. It can be an open session.
Okay.
Well, the reason I want to say the Pacifica National Board directors and, I want to
okay.
make it specific. So that the directors understand that this is for us. Is that correct, Tony?
Good point, Nia.
It's for the directors, the audit committee, and the management. I mean, they can really... to the extent that they're going to be doing the work, the better understanding that they have, the better the process, the end result will be.
Okay.
Okay.
And the LSBs, I think, was... a very important thing too, because some LSB people may from out of town from Berkeley may be inspired to come because of this. I think
right.
it would be an excellent
yeah.
thing to have available.
Right. But Pacifica National Board directors and all those other people.
Yeah.
Oh, this is LaVon. I think yes. Specifically, we need to have. The staff here at the national office, the finance staff, definitely there. And like you had mentioned, I think Campbell, in terms of the LSB members, particularly those on the finance committee, need to be there. So, Tony, I don't know if you were thinking like on a Friday for this training, I think would be best. We can recommend to the coordinating committee.
We can work it out and maybe report back to the, if you let me know the dates, LaVon, we can work out an agenda. And a timing is that will fit into the board's needs, and then to the extent possible, have management from different people. we may also, we're doing webcasting from our office, and it may be those that can't attend can set and do it over a webcast.
Right. And you know, and right, and we can send out an email to all staff around the country to tune in at that time. And, you know, if the BAI phone system is in, we can actually do webinars. So, you know, hopefully the phone system will be up and running by that time, and we can do a webinar from the site there. That would be just fantastic.
Okay, that's excellent. But those details we could work out later, right? That's excellent.
Okay, now the point people on this would be Arlene, Laverne, and Tony, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because the webinar actually can be done from any computer. So, you know, we can work, Tony, with you guys on that. So, you know.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
so that would be really great. But that's only if the phone system has finished, well, by July, hopefully the installation will be complete.
Okie dokie. All right.
Can we go back to the stack, Madam Chair?
Yes, I want to. Who's on the stack?
Lisa and Seth.
Oh, no, I'm not on the stack any longer.
Oh, okay. So,
okay.
Seth.
Okay, Seth, and then let's get to the 990, because the hour is getting...
Okay. My only question and comment is I'm looking at the file 10auditcom.xls, and I want to go back to the previous question. I think it was asked by Bill, but I forget who asked it, which is we want to know the plan. And so let's just spend a minute thinking about that, because as far as I can see, this spreadsheet certainly represents an important part of the plan. And the fact that we had so much on it allowed us to go forward with this training, which is an important part, and bring up some of the other things like the retired executives training, also part of the plan. But I don't think that this is most of the plan at the level of detail that the audit committee wants to hear, and I'm not sure about that. Tony might be able to educate us. In other words, is this the level of plan that an audit committee should be looking at, given the kinds of deficiencies? Or is this part of the plan, and then the rest of the plan comes out in this meeting that's happening sometime this week? I just wanted to get some guidelines, because I didn't want it to be that we thought we did a great job and we ended the meeting without knowing what level of plan we want to get, and when it's coming, and stuff like that. Thank you. So my question is to Tony.
Are you there, Tony?
Yes, I am.
I don't think that Tony has seen what Laverne sent to us.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right. But then I'll just take it as a comment, and I would ask that in the meeting, or more than one meeting that happens this week, that some level of detail on the specific financial problems also be included, maybe not for our review on the audit committee, maybe for review on the finance committee, maybe for a review with the PMB, but some kind of sense of more granular detail to give people more of a sense of specific plans. I don't know whether I'm misspeaking to the other members, but normally I would be requesting that kind of detail from management. More of the details than just process.
Seth, if I could respond to that, you know, my first reaction was that we could give you a framework and go through the COSO framework and the internal control structure, but you raise a very, very good point that to really drive it home, what we can do is dovetail it or tailor it specifically to your organization and go through the weaknesses and the issues that we have and how you need to go about and resolve them.
Right, and if you can get down to these four or five major financial items that we basically flunked on last time to help
right.
us either flunk less badly or even hopefully pass the next time.
And
that's all I'm asking.
That's a great idea.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. So that's good. Any other suggestions? Bill, you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just to confirm whatever it is going to be with a webinar, that would be people from each station could join on in that, not just the audit committee or the PNB, right?
Absolutely.
Any staff that might need some additional training too?
On any computer.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be very interested.
Yeah, that's good. I think our secretary has a lot of experience with webinars, so that would be good. Okay. So I would like to move on, if that's okay with everybody, to discuss our 990, which for the listening audience, that's basically a tax return for a not-for-profit. That's a simple way that I'd like to put it. So, Tony, what's the position with our 990?
The 990 has been prepared. Before I had to leave to the office today, I was halfway through reviewing it. I expect another couple of hours of review tomorrow morning, a couple of hours of fix-it time by the staff. I think that I can safely say by this time tomorrow evening, a draft should be in LaVon's hands.
Okay. Could you also send me a copy of it also, I guess?
Yeah. What I'd recommend, if it's okay with you, is to first review it with LaVon and make sure that everything's correct.
That's fine.
And submit it to the audit committee chair for review.
Not a problem. That's not a problem at all. That's fine. Just like, look at the governance part of it.
Right.
LaVon, you have anything that you want to say about the 990? LaVon?
Not right now. No.
Okay, no problem.
Until I get it, I can't. There's nothing I can say.
Okay.
We better have that 990 so we can post it.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Madam Chair,
you will have it by tomorrow.
No,
okay.
No. The thing is that we actually get questions from people to say, "Where is it?" So, we're just waiting. We know it's there and coming in. We're excited that everything is there, which shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. I heard Campbell and Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Campbell and Bill?
I'm. Tony, I presume that we're going to be up to speed on all of the latest requirements that have been added to the 990 and that this will be something that anybody will be able to look on GuideStar and feel very warm and very fuzzy about donating money to Pacifica, right? I trust.
That's correct. In fact, that is part of the reason for the delay this year. If the audit committee is not aware of the fact that 990 went through drastic changes this past year, what was a 20 to 30 page document has now doubled in paper size at least, with a lot more transparency in the organization. And we're being very careful in our responses to it because it provides a lot more depth. There's a lot of questions about governance, about internal review policies, about insider transactions. So we're very carefully going through it to make sure that everything's disclosed that needs to be disclosed, and it's taking time. Each and every one has become a major task this first time around.
Okay, and if I may, Madam Chair, one more question. Tony, one of the concerns that I've had for a considerable period of time has been that we haven't had the boilerplate, the documentation to be able to make substantive grant proposals to some of the larger entities around the country. And I think I would hope that this would not just provide the transparency, but that in providing transparency, it does so in a favorable light. Or from the 990, do we have new issues of areas that we need to pay attention to so that we will be able to be more formidable as an applicant for grant funding from large entities?
Well, the 990 is an information return, and therefore it provides a lot of financial detail and always has about the organization. And there's added detail which was not there previously. What the new 990 allows the organization to do is to really embellish and really go into depth about its different programs. And I, LeVon, when you get the 990, you'll see that we've made a pass to it. I strongly urge that you use your creative writing skills to embellish the narrative portions in terms of the people that we reach, the populations, that, you know, it's that, it's almost actually, the person that probably should fill them out is the grant writer.
Mm-hmm.
He can embellish that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Tony, do you think that it would be, because some of our stations like WPFW have explored, you know, some grants on their own, and that their circumstances may be a tad different from looking at Pacifica as a whole. Do you think that the review process should include the local station, either management and or boards?
Well, this is an organization. This is the return of the foundation as a whole, which includes all of the stations. And I think if a particular station is going after a grant, I don't see any reason why they can't attach the 990 to their grant application, but then also put in a complete section about that particular station as to their audiences, the people they're reaching, more detail about the programs and so on, and about their specific stations.
Okay. Thank you very
done,
much, Emma? Madam Chair.
Okay, you're welcome, Master Secretary. Now, when you talk about the financial detail, Tony, I got a little nervous, because I know that some of the information we have not been getting based on the audit. And, well, this should be completed largely by LeVon, correct?
Well, this the return, the financial information comes from the trial balance with supplementary information. So, in fact, there is a schedule, Part 4 of Schedule D, reconciles the tax return. It's a requisite. And funders look at it very closely, actually. They've learned that they want to be able to make sure that there's a roadmap from the tax return to the audited financial statements. So our starting point and really our ending point as far as the numbers go is the audited report itself.
Oh, okay. So that's why we need to get that revenue number information straightened out, correct? That whatever that discrepancy is?
Right. Well, you know, I missed that part of the conversation, but it sounds like there's going back is what I recall, BAI has a problem with a number. Now, that is an audited number at this juncture. Unless they're able to provide us with additional information, in which case we'd have to reissue our opinion as well as do additional subsequent events testing, I would not recommend at this point, given that we're so close to the end of the year, is to reissue this report.
Okay, you're right.
Unless there's a feeling that that report is materially wrong.
No. I want to ask all these questions so people could hear where we're going with this and understand the impact of making sure that these numbers are correct. because we certainly cannot afford for you now to go and basically redo it, for lack of a better word. We're certainly not going to do that. What was my other? I had another concern that just slipped my mind. Now, I think the 990 is supposed to be submitted to the Pacifica National Board. It doesn't have to be approved, but it needs to be submitted to the board, correct?
That's correct. There is a question that asks you on Schedule O that asks you to describe the procedures taken
right.
To submit the tax return to the Board of Directors.
Right. I don't want us to say yes when it in fact didn't happen.
But it will be. It will be submitted to the audit committee or the which is the board a part of the board. It can
right.
be submitted, and you know, we'd state that in there that it has been before it's finalized. It will be distributed to the board.
There could be a note on it.
No vote is required on it. It does not have to be voted on.
No. Not a vote, but a note. An upside down V.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
Huh?
Madam Chair, may I ask a question again?
Kimber, could I just hear what Tony said?
Sure.
I didn't quite hear you, Tony.
Well, I think I heard you say, Nia, that there was not a vote, that there would just be a note saying that the 990 has been distributed to the board. And yes, it will say that.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions that
yeah, Bill.
He or she would like to ask? Okay,
yeah,
Campbell,
Bill.
Campbell and Bill? Anybody else? Campbell? Did
okay.
Campbell get
okay, yes, I have two questions. I recall in reading the new 990 responsibilities on board members and on audit committees of the board that they are a lot more explicit and some people might say intrusive and scary than what had previously been the case. And I was wondering, will your training for our organization and affiliates, I would trust that would include this most recent 990, these changes so that everybody can be on board in regard to the seriousness with which they have to take all of our responsibilities?
We can certainly... COSO revolves around internal controls. A part of internal controls, implicit with internal controls is the internal control over financial reporting, which covers the financial statements as well as the tax return. So the answer is yes.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bill?
Oh, yeah, a couple of questions. And thanks again so much, Tony, for being with us on the call tonight. First, are we late on the 990? I thought it was already due.
The return is initially due 4.5 months after the end of the fiscal year. So
February.
In the case of Pacifica, that would be February the 15th. However, there are two additional 3 months each options to extend. The first one is automatic, and the second one is has to be requested. As a matter of course, we've already made those requests. So we have a filing calendar that allows us to track that.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right, thanks. And another question was, I don't believe we ever the 2008 audit was ever. The 990 was ever posted on our website. Is it? I know these are supposed to be public, right?
Well, it is available.
Do you know anything about the 2008 audit? 990.
No, I'm not sure if it is. If it is posted on your website,
ones are.
Okay, it should be. This I don't see any reason why it could not be. It is available to the public through GuideStar. The IRS
yeah.
sends it automatically to GuideStar, who, by the way, GuideStar is a very recent client of ours.
Oh, okay.
We're very excited about that.
Congratulations. But I'm sorry, Bill, it was up there, you know, unless somebody took it down, but it was certainly up there.
Exactly, because this is LeVar, and that's why I made the point about this year, is that we will get calls if it's not there. So, it should be there.
Well, I looked recently. I didn't see the 2008 one. Maybe it's in a different place than the other.
Oh, the reason. Let me explain something, and then I'm going to get off the phone for 2 minutes while I get out of my car and into my house. The 2008 one is there. It's your fiscal year end. It ends in September 30th this year, 2009, which means it began on October the 1st of 2008. So the tax return that you're actually looking for is 2008.
Okay. Well,
I don't think that's there.
Let me check and see.
Laverne can check on that for us.
I'm checking right now.
And if it's not there, then LeVon could put it up. Because I know it. I know it was up there last year. I didn't check this year, but I know it was up there. Because I tell you how I know, there was a major donor up there that should not have been up there.
I'm going to jump off the phone, and I will be back in 1 minute.
Don't jump, Tony. Don't you jump. Okay. Any other questions about the 990? Okay, hearing none. I think we're done with that item for the night. Now, the next item is determine the next committee meeting. Our regularly scheduled meeting is the fourth Thursday of every month. But considering that the 990 is going to be finished, and it's going to be sent to me. Not that we can do anything about it. But the audit committee just usually just takes a look at it. I'm just going to the KPFTX calendar, folks, to see when can we meet. Today is the 24th, so that's over. And they're going to meet tomorrow.
Hi, this is Tony Paul. I'm back on the call.
Okay, Tony. I'm just trying to work out a meeting date for the audit committee before our regularly scheduled meeting, which is the fourth Thursday of every month.
Okay.
Where we get the 990. To go over it. I see now June 12th. Oh, shoot. I went all the way to July, June. Gosh, June is already?
June's next month.
Yeah.
After May.
There's a PNB meeting on the 4th. When do we vote on that?
George announced it last Friday.
It's Tuesday, June 1st. How is Tuesday, June 1st for folks? LeVon and Arlene, is that day good for both of you?
June 1st?
Yeah.
From now? Actually, no, that's not good for me.
All right. And Madam Chair?
That's the day after the holiday, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's not a good
day. Oh, yeah, that's right. How about the 3rd, which is a Thursday?
To be perfectly honest, I don't really have any good dates until after the 12th.
The 12th of June?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll just leave it for the 28th, because there isn't much that we can really about it. When I get the draft, if something pops out at me, then I'll let You know, okay, Lavarne, and I'll just CC Arlene and Tony. How is that? And then on the 28th, we meet with the audit committee, because like I said, we don't really do much with it.
That be an in-person meeting or just a phone conference?
A teleconference for the audit committee on the 28th.
Okay. Oh. Is that a Friday?
No, it's a Monday.
Oh, yeah, that works.
That works?
Yeah, I've got in-house, we're training the auditors that weekday.
Okay.
About internal control.
Okay. So Arlene and Lavarne, the 28th? And then
on calendar.
Okay. And then by then, we should have some of those action items to report back on.
And you guys are going to get it on the Pacifica calendar, right?
It's already there.
Okay.
And like I said, when Tony sends me the final after, you know, you, Lavarne, and he have looked at it, then I'll just, you know, take a glance at it. I think that's it.
Well, thanks.
You know, with my blind eyes, right? But, you know, sometimes just to make sure, you know, especially on the governance part.
Sounds good.
Is there anything else anybody else would like to add to the agenda? Well, not add to the agenda. It's too late now.
I had a couple of announcements, I guess.
Okay, Bill has an announcement.
Actually, I just downloaded the 990, and it, from the website, it's labeled 2007, but it's the one that ends September of 2008. So
okay. Nothing's
missing. It's from PacificaFoundation.org. And also, there are several people on the committee that did not respond to the invitation to join the Google group. So if there are no objections, I'll just subscribe you to it. And that way
Makes
it easier for us to email to each other. And
terrific.
And then you kind of access to the files and the emails are archived there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Sounds like a plan.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Can I just say, this is Lavarne. Thanks, Bill, for looking at that and pulling that up. Because also I've spoken with Otis, and he has said that what we need to do is with the audit committee and with send all this information to him, and he will make sure that we have everything put up on our, because they're the two websites, the foundation and then the .org, the Pacifica.org, and make sure all of it is up on the correct, on the website for us. So that's something we can put that as an action item, too, to get all those, when we get them in, to get those over to Otis to put up on the website.
Great.
Yeah. Ending 2008-990. You're saying that's not there, Bill?
It is there.
It's just labeled 2007, but it's for FY 2008.
Okay. What, something?
If I can comment on that?
Okay. Something isn't making sense here to me. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
The fiscal year that ended September 30th, 2008, began in 2007. So therefore, even though you've got a September 30th, 2008 year end, because the year started in 2007, you're governed by the 2007 rules and forms. So carrying that forward, the 2009 audit that we've completed some time ago will have actually a 2008 tax return, because the fiscal year started in 2008.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Yes.
What else? Bill, did you have any? Oh, did you make Campbell and me managers so we can respond if anybody wants to be added?
You already are, Nia, and Campbell's one of the people that didn't respond to the invitation, so he's not a member, but I'll stick at that.
I'm appreciative,
sense.
Bill.
Okay, sure.
I have a question. I wonder, does it make sense to have me included on the audit committee mailing? Emailing?
Right.
The Google
I don't know if I have your email address, Tony.
Levan has it.
I can see it.
Okay, the Lavarne, or I could send it to you.
Okay.
Oh, no, because I don't have Bill's email address. I tried to send something to him.
I'll forward it to you, Bill.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Just copy me so that I can have Bill's address, if you don't mind.
No problem.
I have a question, Seth.
Go ahead, Seth.
Let's see. I was anticipating, especially given a month to the next Board of Committee meeting, I was anticipating reasonably extensive email discussions about two or three items, like the status of the plan, and then your answer is 992. That all sounds good. I'm a little confused as to if it could be clear when these things are private and when these things are public. In other words, before the business managers have seen and commented on the plan and stuff like that, maybe it won't become public until the actual audit committee meeting a month from now. But in the interim, I suppose we can still have reasonable email discussions about one point or another, and that will help us be much more prepared for the next meeting.
So I think that was part of the action items that we're going to get the plan, right, LaVarne?
When you say that to me, I'm sorry when I respond without asking your permission to answer, but I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
Okay, no problem. Now, Seth asked about the plan. That you have for next month's meeting, right? Like a detailed plan?
Oh, you mean for this? Well, I'm going to update what I have here. Well, I just sent to you, to Nina, to send to the audit committee our little performance sheet for the business managers that were part of the plan without the information in there. I took all the information out. So you'll see that, you know, we have this monthly performance sheet for the business managers, which is part of the detailed plan. And also, we'll have the same type for the database managers. So that's still part of the plan. So I'm just giving you more information, and I'll update this plan for the training that Chandra had given us the report back and also what Tony is planning to do for the PNB meeting. So each little thing that come up, I'll add to that. That'll make part. That's part of the timeline on this detail on the plan that I sent to you.
Okay. You just sent it. You said, LaVar?
Yeah, I just sent it to you and to I think I have Campbell's address.
Yeah.
So I Campbell.
I got it.
Okay. And the other individuals, I don't have your address, so I can't send it to you.
Well, I meant them specifically, not only that, but also I guess the third piece, which is whatever update you have on this reconciliation. In other words, if we're going to mention to other LSB members or to the, I suppose the manager could also be asking you about her notions of reconciliation, and that would make it just as good until we get to the next meeting. I just didn't want to let the grass grow. That's all.
Okay. Any other comments? None? Okay. So hearing no further comments, are we ready to adjourn?
Please.
So move.
And okay, Lisa. I can
please.
Take a hint.
No.
schedule, so
could you please? No.
Without
okay.
objection.
Yes. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Tony, Arlene, LaVarne, the members of the committee. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody was quite engaged. That's good. So we'll see you on the phone on the 24th. And you guys have a wonderful night, whatever is left of it.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.